Chapter 1. A frozen waffle has ruined my life. Teddy's frozen waffle, if you really want to know. This whole disaster is totally his fault. Thanks a lot, pal. Teddy's one of my two best friends. Francis is the other. Teddy's specialty is he does the best armpit fart in the whole sixth grade. That's so gross. But I'm pretty ticked off at Teddy right now. He's the reason I'm standing here in front of half the school getting my butt handed to me by Principal Nichols. It started yesterday in social studies. That's when Mrs. Godfrey, a.k.a. Jabba the Gut, assigned a research paper. Guess who has to write about the War of 1812? Worst topic ever.
Try applying yourself for a change, Nate. Remember, this is the last project before report cards come out.
Inspired by those heartwarming words, I flipped through the textbook. And you know what it said about the War of 1812? Absolutely nothing. It was probably written in 1811. Anyway, that's when Teddy came to the rescue. Or so I thought.
Dramatic flashback!
Yesterday.
You must pass in a detailed outline first thing tomorrow.
Oop! Tomorrow? I've got an idea. Come over to my house after school. My dad's a history buff. He's got tons of books about all kinds of wars.
Really?
Awesome! Sounded like a plan.
After school, we all walked over to Teddy's. Me, Francis, Dee Dee, and Chad.
And it went great. Mr. Ortiz's books were so full of boring facts and useless information, the kind of stuff teachers love, that in no time at all, I pulled together a pretty rockin' outline. Wait till old Death Breath sees this.
Wow, it looks totally pro.
So far, so good, right? Well, not quite. Because later, like I'm already in my jammies later, I was going through my backpack, and the outline wasn't there. So I called Teddy. Teddy, did I leave my...
Yep, it's right here on my kitchen table. I'll bring it to school tomorrow. Don't worry about it.
So, I didn't worry about it. I went to bed thinking my outline was safe in Teddy's kitchen. Little did I know what would happen the next morning.
Welcome to Teddy's Brainless Breakfast. Teddy's Kitchen, 7 a.m.
Rats, we're out of sugar puffs.
Suddenly, Claude the Stupid Ideas Fairy appears.
Greetings, friend.
Who are you?
I'm Claude the Stupid Ideas Fairy.
Wow.
Say, why not have a frozen waffle for breakfast?
Yeah, I think I will.
Now, put this open bottle of maple syrup here, right next to Nate's outline.
Brilliant.
Moments later.
Whoops, clunk, sploosh. I spilled maple syrup all over the outline.
Imagine that. Here's a thought. Try washing it off in the sink.
Okay. Ah! The water's making the ink run.
Didn't see that coming.
Now the paper's disintegrating. Nate's outline is ruined.
Well, I see my work here is done. So long, Teddy. Until next time. And there will be a next time.
End.
Okay, it probably didn't go exactly like that. Whatever, the point was, when I got to school this morning, I found out that Teddy had turned my outline into a soggy, syrupy pile of confetti.
You did what?
Sure, I could tell Mrs. Godfrey the whole story. She loves listening to excuses. She's so understanding.
So, your house burned down? Deal with it. You have a note from your doctor? How do I know you didn't write it yourself? Since when does a fractured skull mean you can't do homework? Couldn't you have finished the worksheet after your goldfish's funeral?